You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're in the middle of a global refugee crisis. The United Nations reports that an unprecedented number of people have been forced to flee their home countries. Some leave for political reasons, others because they've been persecuted because of their race, religion, or sexual orientation. In 2019, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees found that over 70 million people are displaced worldwide. That's the highest number ever recorded. When local governments fail to resettle these refugees, individual citizens open their doors. In the Bay Area, dozens of volunteers have invited refugees and asylum seekers to live with them. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsarilis recently interviewed one of them.
Hi.
Judy Solomon and her husband Hillel live in a brown stucco house in the Berkeley Flats. And for the past year, Michael and Charlie have been living with them too.
I call them Papa and Mama, even if they don't accept it.
That's Charlie. He and Michael both asked KALW to use pseudonyms to protect their identities. The Ugandan refugee community is small, and they're both still afraid their families could identify them. I joined them for tea with the Solomons a few weeks ago.
Thank you.
Charlie fled Uganda in 2015. He and Michael both identify as gay, and Uganda has some of the strictest laws against homosexuality in the world. Government officials have linked gay people to an alleged terrorist group and accused them of recruiting schoolchildren. And homosexual acts can be punishable by life in prison.
We lived under fear and threat. Your son, your daughter is lesbian or your son is gay, and get rid of him because the law will penalize you.
He says parents of LGBTQ children live in fear.
You face jail 7 years if you're a parent and you're covering up your child who's gay or lesbian. We were evicted from houses by the landlords because it also affected landlords. If you couldn't be arrested and you're caught, there were a lot of mob justice. So we lost several of our friends through that kind of death.
This past October, Ugandan ministers announced plans to reintroduce legislation in parliament that's known colloquially as the Kill the Gays Bill. It's pretty much what it sounds like. Homosexual acts would be punishable by death. The law was heavily influenced by a group of American evangelical pastors who have played a key role in funding anti-gay groups in Uganda. Charlie knew he needed to leave after several of his friends were murdered because of their sexual orientation. Michael left Uganda for good when his mother caught him at home with his boyfriend.
Well, her reaction was very bad. Started slapping me, beating me up. My boyfriend had run out of the house. You know, I told him, leave the house. I have to talk to my mom.
His mother threatened to have him arrested.
You know, or taking me to a rehab center like that. At that moment, I decided to run away from my house.
He threw a few things into a backpack and made a run for it. Michael was just 17 at the time. He fled to Nairobi, Kenya, where he met Charlie. They both achieved refugee status, and the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, or UNHCR, eventually resettled both of them in the United States. That's where Jewish Family and Community Services comes in. Over the past 8 years, the East Bay branch of this nonprofit has connected over 60 Bay Area families with refugees in need of housing. Michael remembers when nonprofit volunteers met him at the airport.
Somebody hugged me like for 5 minutes. I was like, welcome. Like they had their welcome tags.
They were each placed with other families before moving in with the Solomons. Charlie says the whole process made him nervous at first. He didn't know how a straight family would respond to an LGBTQ refugee.
How are they seeing me? How do they judge me? How do they think of me? What? I was still in shock. I kept in my room all the time.
I'm laughing because he walked in and he had a lot of questions for us.
That's Judy Solomon. She says she and her husband Hillel became more politically active in response to the Trump administration's restrictive immigration policies. Hillel is the son of Holocaust survivors and an immigrant himself, so this is personal for them.
It's maybe an appreciation that other people wouldn't have for the difficulties and the struggles of being a refugee. where you're leaving, you know you can't go back.
It took a while for the Solomons and their guests to get to know each other. Michael and Charlie met the Solomons' grandchildren. With the help of Jewish Family and Community Services, they also found work and learned to navigate public transit. Michael says that BART was a particular challenge.
The only challenge came, I never knew how to use a BART train.
It was very embarrassing, and I was always laughing at my foolery. I was like, am I stupid? I'm going to Walnut Creek, and I find myself in San Francisco. I say, what? I can take another one.
Getting on the wrong train is one thing. Encountering racism, that's another.
Yeah, I remember the first thing when I stood on the BART station down, and I was trying to navigate the next train, and then I think, oh, this woman will help me. I walked close at her to ask her where the bus heads to Walnut Creek and all. She yelled and made an alarm. Oh my God! Because what's going on? Help! Oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, I just said, okay, she could be one of these people who we hear. They call themselves supremacists or hate groups or stuff.
Charlie and Michael say they feel a lot safer in the United States than they did in Uganda. But white supremacy is still something to be reckoned with. Here's Judy.
I will say this. There had been a situation in another house where two young men moved in and took a walk in the neighborhood and someone called the cops. Not because they were LGBTQ, because they were Black. And so that was something that we said to the neighbors, listen, there's these two young men and they're going to be living with us. You know, basically, don't call the police when you see them coming into my house at night, because that's a reality. Unfortunately, that's a reality of America. Even Berkeley, which thinks it's so above all this, it's not.
Eventually, they settled into a rhythm. Michael says he might be feeling ready to date again. And Charlie recently moved out of the Solomons' house, though he made a point to find an apartment nearby.
Family is not just by birth. This is my family.
He visits all the time. In Berkeley, this is Teresa Kotsarilis for Cross Currents.
Those were Ugandan refugees who we're calling Charlie and Michael. We used pseudonyms to protect their identity. They spoke to KALW's immigration reporter, Teresa Kotsarilis.